Social Geeks is a Spike Studio production. Welcome everybody to episode 19 of the Social Geeks. Today's episode is Face Friend or Feed Book. We're not quite sure which one it is. Brought to you by Angie's List. Social Geeks is now working with Angie's List. You can find us at angieslist.com/social.
It doesn't matter. You got it handed to him.
I got whipped. Lewis whipped me on Mario Kart. Confession.
Wayne could have shown up with a land-based space shuttle, and he still would have finished second.
Hey, Wayne, I want to break it down to you. That was actually one of the twins you were racing. That wasn't even him.
The twin.
Are we ready to fire up?
Yes.
Sure.
Everybody, it's the Social Geeks. We have the full crew outside of Caleb tonight. I'm not sure how it happened. Let's see. We have the Indianapolis 500 racers, Wayne Sutton and Lewis Gray. We have Sarah Perez, who we woke up, apparently. She said we're past her bedtime by 8 minutes. Corvita is apparently just at a drive-thru somewhere in Atlanta. And Jeff. Jeff is a geek with the new USB headset. So everybody doing good?
Yes.
I can't complain.
You can't complain. Resounding sounds all the way around. So we're recording a couple days early this time, but it's big news. Big news all around. And, of course, you wanted to hear what we said. And we want to thank everybody for following us now on Mevio. You guys have really jumped aboard the crew here. So first things first, Lewis, you had a great article. We'll start it with it. And you said, hi, Facebook, it's me, Friend Feed, and about the relationship. So why don't you give us the quick overview of what took place today?
Sure. I think most people have heard the news already that Facebook put in an offer to acquire FriendFeed for approximately $50 million. At least that's what's being reported. Yep. It's not clear exactly what's going to happen with the FriendFeed community or where the data is going to go. But what we do know is that all of the people who currently work for FriendFeed, all 13 of them, are going to join Facebook in various parts of their engineering group. This is a move that didn't really get anticipated. I think people were looking at FriendFeed possibly to stay, you know, a self-startup, keep going for a couple of years yet. But that clearly was not the case. I think what people found was there was a lot of overlap with what FriendFeed was providing in terms of the aggregation and the real-time search, and that Facebook was doing a good job answering kind of the same call. So in my specific post, I took a look at this and said, well, look, you know, from an emotional standpoint, because everybody needs those, the FriendFeed community doesn't know what's going to happen. You know, they've set up this kind of very personal sharing type of community where I can put pictures of my kids. I can say what I'm doing each day. I can share technology topics and have great conversations. And a lot of these people didn't want to be on Facebook. And so we're very concerned about what's happened. And it's kind of the same feeling of, I don't know if you ever had that situation. You probably got all the girls in high school you needed, but I never did. So, you know, seventh grade all the way through high school, the issue was the girls I always liked went out with someone else. Someone I didn't think was as good, no matter what my attempts were. So it kind of felt like that same situation all over again, kind of like you get sucker punched, where the girl you treat is so nice with the 4.0 GPA and the perfect hair and skin goes off with the guy with the big wheels who you just don't think is going to be doing much more than managing a 7-Eleven in his life. And so that's the way it looks like with FriendFeed and Facebook today.
I was not a 7-Eleven manager. It was more like a Quick Trip. But that's all good. So let's go around because I want to get the impression of what everybody thought when they first heard it, and then we'll come all the way back to Lewis. So Wayne, when you first heard the announcement, good or bad? First thing, good or bad?
Good.
Good. Okay. Why would it be good that you think that they would take such a small niche to us, right? A lot we know about it, but the general public doesn't, and suck it into the masses of Facebook?
From a FriendFeed perspective, I mean, over the past months, I think it's been well documented how Facebook has commonly copied the features of FriendFeed with their real-time stream. And then we all know that everybody's going after the real-time search. From a user standpoint of FriendFeed, and then dealing with a third world company size of Facebook user base, I think it's good for the owners of FriendFeed, not necessarily good for the hardcore tech user base of FriendFeed who did not want their data pub into Facebook. But from a business standpoint, we look at what's happening with Trim. We look at what's happening with the industry and the whole economy. Now might be a good time for the FriendFeed to sell, because in 6 months down the road, if their user base doesn't go to general, would they be in the same boat as far as a shutting down? Even though that we know startup costs doesn't cost the same, I'd rather see Friend Feed features and team get purchased in this Facebook rather than get shut down. And personally, because I already disabled my wall on Facebook and was using Friend Feed as my wall already. So I don't know if that's going to be the exact mashup, but if it is, then little has changed for me.
Now, okay, we'll come back to that. I want to talk about, you know, what you're going to do in terms of services and everything else, what everybody's going to change on their profile. So looking at my list, Sarah, you were next in the list, and you actually quoted a couple of good ones about the searches, but what did you think about the announcement?
Well, first of all, I was shocked. I really didn't see that coming. And second of all, overall, I'm not entirely happy about it. My main concern is about getting my data out of FriendFeed before it's too late, because I'm afraid that eventually FriendFeed will shut down. I don't see how the engineers can do two jobs, working for Facebook and working for FriendFeed. So I had built up a lot of private rooms where I had aggregated things like tweets and RSS feeds and, you know, around topics. And I actually spent a lot of time building these rooms, and they were just for my own personal reference, sort of like a multimedia RSS reader of sorts. And now I'm thinking, oh my God, how am I going to get this data out? Because it's not like you can just say, like with an RSS reader, export to OPML. You can't really do that with FriendFeed. How are you going to export a combination of feeds and tweets and Flickr photos and things like that so I can take it somewhere else? And there's really nowhere else you can take it either. So I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to do.
So you're thinking it's not going to remain a separate entity for very long?
I just don't see how. I mean, I think they're not going to shut it down like immediately, but eventually. I don't think Facebook cares about friendfeed.com in and of itself. I think they care about the people who work there and the ideas that they have. And obviously they're working for Facebook now, so the technology and the ideas are going to go to Facebook, not to FriendFeed. So I don't see why they would continue to keep the FriendFeed service up indefinitely.
All right. And I'm taking notes on all this. I want to come back to some of this and with everybody. There's some big changes that a lot of people are going to overlook. Jeff, you're a huge FriendFeed fanatic. So when you, and I mean, not as much Facebook, but huge on the FriendFeed side. So what did you think about the transaction plus your data you have out there now?
I'm like Sarah, I was surprised with what happened. But I guess for me, it's more, I guess I got into the community of FriendFeed with a lot of the different users out there who now it's like, I know some of them have talked about already, you know, closing their FriendFeed accounts and not using it anymore, and, you know, maybe losing those connections that were out there. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Hopefully maybe, you know, they'll go somewhere else, maybe to Facebook or whatever. But for me, that part is kind of the sucky part about it, because, you know, we always had a good time with all the stuff we would do on FriendFeed. But, I mean, if the guys can come over from FriendFeed and maybe, you know, do some enhancements to Facebook, I think it'll be really cool for the long run. But I don't know if people like, you know, my mom and my sister and my aunts and uncles and all them are ready for the type of things that maybe were on FriendFeed. Are those going to go over to Facebook, and are they ready for stuff like that?
What about you, Corvita, since you're sitting out there?
I guess from an economic standpoint, I'm pretty happy that the acquisition happened in the first place, just to see such a niche site get acquired by Facebook into a more mainstream perspective. But at the same time, it won't be. It's the FriendFeed team and not FriendFeed.com to me. So it's not going to get me to use Facebook anymore than I already do. But I'm happy for the FriendFeed team, but either way, it's not going to affect me or hurt me or make anything better for what I do for a living. So I don't have an opinion either way, but I am happy for the FriendFeed team.
So if we run down the list of the public side, then I want to go into something Sarah brought up. But, you know, Wall Street Journal is saying $47.5 million in cash in stock. TechCrunch is saying Facebook acquired FriendFeed to take on Twitter, getting, you know, Adam Ostrow at Mashable to agree. Scoble, who's had a ton of posts on it, says it's Facebook firing a shot at Google, not at Twitter. And, you get down to another one, and I kind of, where is it? Carolyn McCarthy, I wonder if it's a big deal. This isn't a big deal, as everyone's saying. And reading everything that's out there, and of course the spammers are riding the trending topic wave, posting ads. So anyone that clicks on Friend Feed as a trending topic will see Viagra ads, just so you know, on Twitter right now. But, yeah, it's great. But a lot of people are basically floundering back and forth whether it'll make a big difference, change, or even matter, due to the fact of Facebook doesn't have that underlying infrastructure, relies heavily on applications and you having hooks from other programs, instead of being this live, real-time stream and feed that a lot of us rely on for commenting now. I can see some of the similarities, but what about the security that Sarah brought up? And we can go back around however you want to do it, that says, I've put a lot of work and effort into creating rooms and other ones that I can't see Facebook being able to absorb. So what happens to all that, you know, all those links, all those datas? Can I delete it? Can I get rid of it? Or should I even bother?
I think the first step is to recognize what FriendFeed was intended to be in the first place. And the first thing it was intended to be was an aggregator, which is data outside coming into one place. So what we still need to solve is that problem. You know, is Facebook going to be that aggregator? The second thing is data that was created natively, you call those internal posts, what have you, on FriendFeed. Does it matter whether you had lists or groups? What is it you were posting there that didn't go anywhere else? Because if it was just about the aggregation, that data is other places. It's just not all in one place. So what do you lose if FriendFeed shuts down tomorrow? Aside from really honed lists and good connection with people, you lose your comments that you made, you lose internal posts that you made, and you lose your like count. Now, who cares about the like count? If I find out all my likes go away tomorrow, I'll live. If I lose all my comments that I made, maybe that's a little bit different. And so, you know, what was the purpose of FriendFeed in the first place? Was it to drive traffic somewhere? Was it to have a discussion? Was it to find new people? And in theory, you can do all three of those things somewhere else. It was just a very good tool for it.
Right. And a lot of people say it was about the discussion and bringing it in. And hilariously, I found a picture on one of the blogs. Where is it on? It's on Mashable that shows this deal not only was, you know, taking place at night, but apparently they were grilling sausages while they signed it in the backyard of Zuckerberg's, wherever he lives, while they signed all these deals. And my fear is that, kind of what you just brought up, Lewis, is we will lose the threaded conversations and work that we have in there now, that some of the threads still live on, as well as the room building that doesn't exist in Facebook, and we'll lose a lot of that content somewhere into the, you know, the atmosphere. It'll never come back. Wayne, how much do you put out there right now in terms of conversation?
In terms of conversation, actually, it's not that much. I do more just posting just content from various sources across the web from my social networks. And but, I mean, I just had a thought while we were here talking. And to the point that Sarah had made, which bring up a good point, that if FriendFeed does shut down, I mean, you look at the other services. There's not too many, but other services that do use FriendFeed, like Discuss, and you know, like I bring in FriendFeed comments on my blog from various plugins. I think that type works with FriendFeed also, so it could affect those sites as well. And but at the same time, I'm thinking Facebook has a lot of the same features as FriendFeed, but it's just all over the place. You can now group your Facebook friends or you know, make list out of those. And if some way that, you know, the Facebook and FriendFeed team can find a way to import, match up all the data into Facebook, my groups, my lists, for my profile, then I'll be happy camper. If not, then I'll be at Sarah, you know, and Jeff. Those connections, the way, you know, the way they was grouped together. I, too, have made lists that I, you know, I rely on for finding certain sorts of content. That if that work is lost, I'm not going to be happy about it.
So, Sarah, what are you going to change right away based upon the news?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what exactly I'm going to do and where I'm going to take this data. But to go back to what Lewis was saying, for me personally, I don't care about losing my comments or my likes or the content I posted natively. That is the least of my concerns at this point. What I am concerned about is the hours that I spent creating rooms that I essentially used as sort of like you use Google Reader. And I'll give you an example. I have a room called Semantic Web Stuff. And in this room, I have about 40 some RSS feeds and about 40 some Twitter accounts from people who Twitter about semantic web and obviously blogs about semantic web. And it, you know, with the real-time feature of FriendFeed, you could go into this room and see everything about semantic web posting in real time. Now, there's no way to export this data anywhere, really. And to create the room in the first place, I mean, it was manual labor of entering in one by one these feeds and these Twitter accounts. And so now I'm going to have to manually one by one take them somewhere else. And I don't even know where I would take them to because I don't really want to put them into Google Reader, because I have Google Reader for the things I need to read every day. This is just something I want to pop in from time to time and see what's going on. I don't really want it cluttering up my Google Reader. I want it somewhere separate, and that's what I used FriendFeed for. And I have a lot of topic-based rooms such as this, and now I don't know where to take them.
Jeff, do you have a place in Facebook that you ever go with the same type of interaction that you do inside of FriendFeed?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I don't really spend a lot of time on Facebook, mainly just to keep up with like relatives and stuff like that. But I mean, I guess not knowing what the plan is for FriendFeed in the Facebook, I mean, maybe like Louis or Wayne had said, maybe they bring everything over and find a way to match up all my groups or all my lists on Facebook now. That would be fine. But I guess until we kind of see or find out what the plan's going to be, we're kind of in the dark right now.
Well, Louis, you gave the good analogy. I've read most of the blog posts and you gave a good one. You said that, you know, friend feeds the good girl, right? The high school good girl, 4.0 GPA. And here comes the big loud truck with heavy wheels and, you know, big music in terms of Facebook. While the underlying architecture, and I'm looking at it technically, I see the synergy in what they're trying to do. But I don't think the user experience is the same for either side of it. I don't think there's going to be a synergy. Someone's going to lose, and I think it's going to be FriendFeed.
I think that you're right in terms of some of the aspects of FriendFeed that probably won't make it moving over to Facebook. You look at the Facebook news feed, and they've done a very good job of copying or usurping similar type of features. Downside is, right now, if I look at the Facebook news feed, I only see maybe, what, the last 10, 20 items of something. Mm-hmm. And if I have 1,000 friends like I do, they're not really that accurate. They're not pulled into the right lists. I can't see other type of groups that I've set up like you have on FriendFeed. So I think that if they took an approach and said, look, guys, you guys do the best news feed in town. You own it. That would be interesting. But I don't think you're going to see the type of lists and grouping that is so important to somebody like Sarah. What you have seen that would be almost the equivalent is the fan pages that you have on Facebook. So if you have a fan page that's dedicated to like the semantic web, maybe that's interesting, but it's going to take a while to get there. It's not going to be smooth.
No. And so Corvita, what I know that you play in both of them, right? FriendFeed a little bit, and you play in Facebook a little bit. And I'm very curious about what you're going to do about the data that you've put in there on both sides and intermingling the two between lists that you may have created inside a friend feed that won't carry across or segregating your friends. So here's the question. Are you going to let that public social media space of friend feed touch friends and family that you might have in Facebook?
God, no. Are you crazy?
So now, no. Do we have two accounts? Because you've already probably chosen a vanity URL. So now do you have to create a separate account to move FriendFeed into the Facebook and merge them together? Or do you?
No, I'm not going to do anything. This isn't going to affect my work. That's just it. This doesn't have any effect on how my everyday school is going to go in any way, shape, or form. FriendFeed could delete my account tomorrow, and I would not have a problem with that.
What about
all of that information? It's all feeds being pulled in. Once again, we've already stated this is outside information being centered into one location. But I don't have a problem going out back to these locations and finding another place to put them. For me, it would be NetVibes, or I'm not reading as many things as Sarah might be reading at this point. So I could put them into to Google Reader, and, you know, just plug them in there and just dip in whenever. And I don't have a problem marking all is read at all. I've done it about 3 times today already. So this doesn't, the bigger picture for me is, because personally I feel like friend feed is basically, I think we can all say we're a little worried that it's safe to assume that friend feed at some point within the next couple of months will be either discontinued or put off to the side. And but at the same time, this was already, mainstream isn't going to blink about this because they have no clue about friend feed to begin with. So what the team is doing and what they've built, they have no idea what's coming around the corner. We do, but it's not going to force me to use Facebook at the same time because Facebook is what it is. I've invested my time personally into Twitter. So this acquisition, it really doesn't affect me either way. All of my contacts, they're safe. All of the data, the feeds, the URLs, that's safe because I already have that backed up in other ways. So I'm not going to be devastated over this in any way, shape, or form. Or if there's going to be very little effect, I will miss it personally if something were to happen to FriendFeed as far as it being shifted to the side or shutting down completely. I would definitely miss it just from being there in the beginning when Lewis put me on. So it's a great place to go have a conversation, and it's a great place for also finding new content that's outside of, I guess you could say, the Silicon Valley bubble. Not to be rude, but there are other ways of getting that information also, and I've been able to do that through Twitter at the same rate that I've been able to do it through FriendFeed.
But don't you find, any of you guys find that the problem is with, you know, the Twitter side or anything else is the loss of that conversation after so long, you know, after...
Oh, I will definitely miss that. I think FriendFeed has the best search engine right now, hands down, for all the content that's going around in the majority of the social networks or the more prominent social networks.
Right.
But
and that's...
this is part of being within this space. This is what we've signed on for. And we're aware of this. There have been plenty of services that have shut down over time, and it's nothing new. You know, but it's nothing new to me.
Jeff, what were you
it's
saying?
Nothing new, and I'm willing to take the consequences for it.
Well, I was going to say, I think it depends on how you look at FriendFeed. If you look at it as just an aggregator of information, then yeah, it's not really that big of a loss besides losing, like, you know, lists and searches you put together. But, it, you know, there's a whole other part of FriendFeed that I think a lot of people don't know about if you don't spend a lot of time in there. And there's a big community of people who post, like Lewis, who posts pictures of his kids. And there's actually a podcast called The Funner Cats that is about FriendFeed. And I think there's that whole community aspect of it that, you know, people really don't want to lose and are afraid they're going to lose people that they've met on FriendFeed. So I think, you know, there's kind of two sides of looking at it. Either it's just the losing of the data stream, or then there's also that part of you're losing a part of your identity online.
Well, and Sarah, don't you keep things separate? Isn't your Facebook more private and personal?
Yeah, my Facebook is for more personal interactions. I mean, I have family on there, and I have, you know, close friends and things like that. And I just don't feel that fits with, you know, my public persona. So when people send me friend requests I got to about 200 friends, and that was like, I was like, okay, that's enough. You know, I don't really even want to add anymore. I don't have more than 200 close friends. So, you know, now that people send me a friend request, I'll say, you know, hey, my Facebook's kind of private, but I would like to follow you on Twitter. You know, let's follow each other on Twitter instead, because Twitter is a more public community for me.
Do you have a fan page?
I do, but no, I mean, nobody goes to it.
No one's a fan?
No, like 40 or something. But, you know, I just, at first I set that up thinking that I would try to separate them that way, but I'm not really entirely happy with how Facebook does, quote, fan pages or public profiles. So it's not really the ideal solution.
Wayne, you've been awfully quiet, which worries me most of the time.
No, I'm just saying, thinking, because this reminds me of when Rejaw went down. I mean, we have the same type. I mean, there was so many few people who used Rejaw, but there was still like a good 10 or 20, including my mom, that used Rejaw, and they loved it. It worked great for them. It was a better Twitter. It was a better site, you know, and And when it shut down, it was like, where are we going to go?
But that, the difference is they were shut down due to whatever reasons they had. This one, and who was it? Rob Diana had it out there that Facebook has slowly been leeching certain types of features from FriendFeed all along. So it's not going to lose it. It's going to be absorbed. The question, I think, the bigger question to me personally is, what happens to how I interact now on the Facebook side versus FriendFeed with the amount of data that I had set up? The groups, the rooms, the feeds, the comments, like Lewis said, forget the likes, you know, no big deal. You can like stuff all day, but how does that move over to Facebook? And then do I want to continue using that? Or is it just about giving Facebook that real-time search and real-time screen refreshing that they desperately needed to give you some better filter controls? Like, you know, we talked before, Jeff gave us good ideas of building filters inside of FriendFeed. How does that move over to Facebook? And that to me is the biggest thing is, will I ever use it again the way it was meant to be used originally?
Yeah. It's a good question because, I mean, I'm looking at my rooms and so far, and I know there's certain, I got a bookmark saved on my iPhone for a certain room that I can go to and find out almost anything that happened in the technology social space at any time of the day. And to have that capability with FriendFeed is awesome. And it's not the same as basically, you know, setting up another Twitter account, which a lot of people don't like doing, and following those certain people on Twitter, because you can get kind of, you can also see the comments, see how other people felt about what people posted that day on FriendFeed. So FriendFeed does have a valuable network that I hope personally, even though I mentioned, oh, it's good and great, and I implemented FriendFeed in my Facebook wall, I still see the value in FriendFeed and hope it sticks around.
So hang on a second, guys. Before we move on, we need to talk about our new sponsor, Angie's List. Angie's List is the site that you go to when you need the information on who you're going to use for home repairs, repairing your car, fixing your teeth, whatever you want to do. Social Geeks is now working with them. I've actually used the site now, and I actually saved a little bit of money finding some reviews from some people that's basically unbiased. So if you go to the site, angieslist.com/social, and use the code SOCIAL when you check out, that'll help let them know you came from us, but also get you 25% off of their services. Let Angie's List take away the guesswork. You can help find a service provider near you for pretty much whatever you want, and your neighbors have rated them. So instead of asking around, get online and do it yourself through angieslist.com. All right, guys, so let's get back into it a little bit.
So, Lewis, let me ask you this one. What about the prevalence of advertising in Facebook that we don't see inside of FriendFeed? And now you're aggregating more data in. If you merge your accounts, let's say you merge your accounts, what about the actual whole piece about the advertising? Do you think that this will turn off certain people or just enhance your experience?
Well, we both know that advertising never enhances your experience. That's a trick question. So I'm not a huge fan of advertising, but if it's there, it's there. I think that Facebook, first of all, needs to do a big job in getting their advertising to be better and more accurate. I'm tired of seeing singles ads, right? I mean, I always click through them. Maybe that's the problem.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, I don't care so much about that because they're off to the side. You know, the whole purpose of something like a Facebook is get to connected. Yeah, you know, somebody put it perfectly. They said FriendFeed is about getting connected to people you don't know who you want to. Facebook is all about getting connected to people who you don't want to remember that you used to know. And so what we're trying to do is take those people from FriendFeed we're connected to now and move them over to Facebook, and we can recreate that experience. Forget about the families who aren't going to really be jumping on this bandwagon anyway. I can still play Scrabble with my mom. She might not be aggregating all her information. So, raw.
We got two parts. One is, you're now bringing in, and that's one thing Facebook really looked at was, you know, where you were clicking, what you did, what you had, and then giving you ads surrounding it. But the second one is, would you think this was a move of FriendFeed all along that somebody, not Facebook, but somebody would buy them because they really, what monetization did they have currently? So was their goal all along to be scooped up by somebody? Or what was their monetization, you know, dream that they were going to have?
I don't want to dominate the conversation, but definitely from what I looked at from the very beginning, they always said they were not for sale. And something changed, right? I mean, my expectation is basically the market changed around them. They always wanted to be independent. These are the guys who did AdSense around Gmail. They understand how to make a monetization strategy. That's why you started seeing sponsored messages in the feed, because they were getting you ready for things like that. They did not want to get bought. But for whatever reason, I think they saw the writing on the wall. Google Wave is getting too good. Facebook Stream with real-time search is getting too good. So the differentiation for Renfeed was going away. And how can you monetize on something that doesn't have any differentiation or benefits? So they had to sell now.
Right, and that's what I was thinking is, you know, where was it? What was now they're leeching those things. Where was the monetization? I'm open to you guys because I've been, you know, tossing all the questions. You guys have any key thoughts on it?
Well, I think, for me personally, I started to find the interaction on Twitter to trump that of FriendFeed. If you're a really active member of the FriendFeed community, as I know some of us are, you would get a lot of value out of the conversations and the connections and things like that on there. But for me personally, I'm getting more value out of the conversations and connections I have on Twitter than on FriendFeed because I'm more focused on discussing, you know, just technology and not really participating in some of the more fun or personal memes that went on FriendFeed, like, you know, crazy hat meme or something like that, which would sometimes dominate like the best of day and things like that. I can see where that's a lot of fun, but I just don't really have time. I don't have time for fun. You know, so I found that it was better for me to interact on Twitter than on FriendFeed. And I used FriendFeed more as just the aggregator. I would go and passively browse it for news and ideas and kind of use it like an RSS reader. And I wasn't always like that. It was just something that I fell into after some time of using it.
Can I just point this out that the whole time we've been on here recording, Lewis Gray's been out there pimping himself to connect on Facebook, just so we could be clear.
Say the whole time. It only takes one little short tweet that goes out via FriendFeed, of course. And actually, it's working. I got 27 connections in the last 5 minutes.
I've been watching it update itself here, and I've been laughing hysterically as people are not only liking it, which may go away, but they're actually jumping over and befriending him already as we speak right now. What about you, Jeff?
I guess what I want to get out of this is, you know, I hate to see FriendFeed go, but I hope the guys go over there and they just make Facebook even better. I think Facebook, if with the right things, could totally crush Twitter. I think that they're adding a lot of things that I'm in some ways starting to get tired of Twitter because I think Facebook makes it so much easier to get my updates and reply to those updates than it is using Twitter. It's not as down as much as Twitter, and I think adding the friend feed stuff, if they can add like the all the aggregation that I could on friend feed on Facebook and just some of the features that they had put in, I think, you know, it'll be awesome.
Corvita.
I don't want them to crush Twitter. I actually like Twitter a lot, kind of infatuated with it. So I don't want them to crush Twitter. In fact, I don't want to see another Twitter competitor ever again in my life. However, I would be very much interested in seeing FriendFeed kind of, or the team behind FriendFeed. I would love to see what they could do to kind of either force me or persuade me to start using Facebook a little bit more, because right now I just jump in Facebook and jump right back out. It's really not that serious for me, but I would love to see what they're going to come up with to make it so geeks can actually love this. Like, early adopters no longer love Facebook, and I, as a former college student, no longer love Facebook. It's ridiculous right now, so I'm hoping they can do some in-house cleaning and help Facebook get their act together.
Are they going
to
have?
I want to be able to keep the community. I want to be able to keep what was special about FriendFeed in the first place and what was causing early adopters to kind of stick with that and use FriendFeed as our own little Facebook in a way. I want to see that ported over to Facebook. I want to see how they're going to do that. And that's about as far as it goes for me.
How are they going to get your contacts across? Does anybody have any idea? I'm looking at it now, and how are they going to, you know, merge them across? Is it going to be logging in via Facebook Connect one time and syncing them up, or do you guys, how do you
think about that? We've already seen it go one way, right? So when you sign up to FriendFeed and you already have a Facebook account that's linked, your friends who are on both services are automatically friended for you on FriendFeed. It shouldn't be that hard to go the other way.
So are you talking about on services or when you log in? Or so for people know that are already inside of FriendFeed, have always just been logging in natively, how right now would they sync them?
Well, look at it right now. When you sign up to FriendFeed, you have the ability to sync with your Twitter or your Facebook or other accounts. So maybe at one point when you go into Facebook, you say, you know, sync with your FriendFeed account. It goes and it crawls your accounts and it says 145 of your friends from FriendFeed are on Facebook. Send request, and you could do that. I don't see that being difficult.
Okay, so I logged out. I see what you're saying. So here's what I did. I was logged in all the time. I logged out. I went back to join, and it says join FriendFeed and find your friends with one click with Facebook. It's not saying it's just looking for people that you have on there in common. It's not bringing people across. So I could see them going to Facebook Connect and being a natural progression to say, first of all, let's get all your friends together, or you need to let us know now that you want to keep these separate. You know, for whatever reason, is it personal, is it not personal, but you want to keep them separate. And I would like to see them throw in a feature that says, hey, we understand you have a private Facebook and you really share things on FriendFeed. How about we make you a fan page right away and move these people over to that side?
Or maybe Facebook can just ask you to just add your FriendFeed friends in.
But then that's still the other problem because, like, you know, Sarah, you don't want everybody who's on FriendFeed or on Facebook.
I don't want to mix the two at all. I mean, I feel like a lot of people that I follow online are what I would consider, you know, friends that I would hang out with in the real world if we didn't live, you know, 2,000 miles apart or whatever. But there's a lot of people that I don't even know. They're just people who post interesting content that I follow their content. I don't know them. I don't want them in my Facebook cluttering up my news feed. And I mean, my Facebook's personal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking to my sister and my family and, you know, my friends about our weekend plans. That's nobody's business unless I know you.
Is there an application for FriendFeed inside of Facebook?
Yeah.
That's how mine's set up.
Yeah, that's actually what got me onto FriendFeed in the first place, is I heard they had a good Facebook app.
No way.
So is this going to affect anyone's behavior now? Or, like, is everyone preparing for, like, a disaster in the future or something like that? What is everyone going to do now that the news is out, you're aware of the possibilities? What are you going to do? What actions are you going to take?
I'm going to keep posting the same things I do now because, I mean, I don't have the problem of having my friends know what I'm doing on FriendFeed or my friends know what my family's doing, really. But that's just me.
That's more of a personal choice, you know, how open you are. My feeling about it is it's not so much that I don't want to be open. It's just that I think that my family and friends should be able to choose how much they're exposed. They don't necessarily use, you know, they're not necessarily all over the internet where they're deciding they're going to have an open life. And if they post something to my wall, they didn't sign up to have 1,000 other people know what they had just posted. My keeping Facebook private for me is more out of respect for them and their right to privacy than it is about me being super private. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
It makes sense overall. And I did have the FriendFeed app already loaded. I just didn't know it. So it was hidden down my head somewhere. I had no idea whatsoever. All right, so we're at our time right now. Any other big news? Because we are on time. We actually covered the whole topic.
Facebook search.
Search? Let's. Yeah. Oh, that's right, the new search. Okay, go ahead, Jeff. You were, or one of you two.
Yeah, I was going to say, they just launched where you can search either by your friends or you can also search for people who aren't your friends for, like, status messages. Looks like if you do a search on something, you can find videos maybe that have the title, notes, stuff like that. If you said FriendFeed can make that, or if you said Facebook can make that public, if you didn't, then it's not out there for people to find yet. But
what else? Anybody else know what they did with it? I mean, is anybody excited by it? To me, it didn't even. I was like, yay, okay.
I don't even have it yet.
Oh, you don't have it yet.
I don't care.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I checked earlier this evening, and I still don't. I don't have it. So I know they're rolling it out, but apparently, I'm not top of the list.
Yeah, I have it. I mean, it's pretty cool, but I mean, what would be nice is, I guess, going back to the whole FriendFeed thing, is I'm used to, if I do a search and I like something, I can save it. So if I wanted to search on, say, FriendFeed on Facebook, I can just click on, you know, that's save search. But, you know, with Facebook right now, you have to just put that search in every time.
Well, I can see
I stop my stuff from being searchable.
Yeah, you can hide whatever you want from being searchable really easy.
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. I'm going to go do that now.
You need to see my slides. Yeah, so we did that, you know, Facebook security for parent thing, showing about exceptions and locking down what you want. But I will officially say I just became a fan of Wayne Sutton.
Aw, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I'm officially a fan of Wayne Sutton.
So, the problem with the fan pages is that, I mean, you can do a lot with it, but it's some steps. It's work you got to do. You got to spend some time in that thing to get it configured to where it really has some value to it. It's not easy. It's not as simple as it should be, you know, to, you know, really, you know, make your fan page a valuable asset to your overall branding, so to speak.
And I just looked at it. You actually have your fan pages, just Wayne Sutton, but you have your personal page is a different one, right?
Yeah, and personal is Wayne E. Sutton, my middle initial. Because I too, like Sarah, at one point I wanted to separate my personal versus my virtual friends. But by the time I started trying to make this switch, it was too late. So it's just all mashed up.
Okay. And Jeff, what are you doing with that? Are you running your primary or a side page? What are you going to do with yours?
I guess I haven't thought that far.
Perfect. Absolutely.
I just share everything.
Just share everything. Well, yeah. I don't play enough in Facebook on a day-to-day basis. I pump data to it. I'll answer friend requests. I do all that. But I don't go in there on a day-to-day basis. I don't like Mafia Wars. I don't like a lot of the other stuff. And I find that a lot of those application notifications are a little overburdening for the clean interface we're used to in FriendFeed. And I think my biggest fear, too, is also the UI change and how cluttered it might become with how clean and sleek it looks now and how the data just flows. It's easy to see. I'm afraid of the clutter. Now we got left side navigation, right side ads. We've got the top bars. They want you to do everything. We've got all the time getting these application prompts and friend prompts that I think the whole idea of FriendFeed is going to be lost pretty soon if they ever do a full, you know, merge of capabilities inside of it.
Yeah, GreaseMonkey scripts can take care of the advertisements.
Perfect. Strip Facebook down to nothing, right? Just some toolbars.
That's right.
And some friends.
That's right.
But, I mean, I saw some posts on the web, this weekend, on Thursday, I attended a Google Wave presentation, and this Saturday at Barcamp, I saw another Google Wave presentation by a Google employee, and some of the questions that people are asking that they refuse to answer is like, is Google Wave going to be the next Gmail in the future? And then looking at all the real-time capabilities of Google Wave, and look at the battle for real-time search that we're experiencing right now, I just think, you know, what we're seeing is the battle of the 2010 web, so to speak, and, you know, Scoble like to call it, and everything's going to play itself out, and we'll be talking about it here on the Social Geeks in another 3 months. Because in September, 100,000 people supposed to have Google Wave invites.
Correct.
At least. So, we'll see.
Is anybody in the sandbox now?
No.
No. Okay. That answered that one right there. All right, so let's finish up on time. We have, what's coming up now? Isn't someone going to one of the big block? Oh, wait, big news for us, the Social Geeks. So they took our panel proposal, and for South by Southwest, the Social Geeks have a panel proposal in that will be able to be voted on starting here in a few days in August. So we will be pushing that out to all of you to see if you want to see us live and in person, which might be scarier than hearing us actually on the podcast. And then isn't one of the Blog World coming up? Who's going to that? Nobody.
Oh. Nobody.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'll be there in Vegas, Chris.
Oh, you'll be there? Well, Lewis will be there in his Darth Vader voice he just had.
That was freaky.
I gotta jump in somehow and now Darth Wayne here. So I'll be there.
Okay. We have no idea what you said there, Jabba.
Lewis is a Cylon.
Yeah, Jabba over there.
Lewis is a Cylon.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Battlestar Galactica everywhere. So any other big news before we go? Anybody else have any big announcements coming up or recent event things we need to be aware of that you're hosting?
I'll be at a Social Fresh in North Carolina with Wayne.
What is that?
This conference. It's a conference, social media conference going on. And it is August the 24th, is it?
Correct.
I believe it's the 24th, yes.
Charlotte,
North
Carolina.
So we'll be walking out there.
Charlotte at August 24th. All right. What else do we have?
I think I'm going to demo next month.
Really? You're traveling?
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Darn. Now, where is demo being held?
San Diego.
Ooh, wow. You're really flying, aren't you?
Yeah. And there aren't really direct flights either, so. No. But it might be my last tech conference for a little while, you know, so I wanted to get one in while I still could.
Good for you. And what do you, Jeff, you have another local event coming up?
No, but I'm still working on, we're having a WordCamp KC here at the beginning of next year. So working on all the details for that.
Excellent. Lewis, what about you out there, Cyborg?
Oh, just working all the systems. I think you'll hear more about that soon.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again. All right. Well, I've got three cities coming up, Chicago, London, and Edinburgh, Scotland, over the next 6 weeks or so. So I'll be at a few of those run around. But otherwise, another Social Geeks episode 19. Welcome to the Mevio family. And everybody say goodbye. Otherwise, we'll talk to you guys in just a short while.
Bye.
Peace.